The sirens are sounding. Something is coming. Can you feel it? It's like a pulse getting stronger by the day. The competition is about to begin. So fierce, it takes the strength of a rhino or the wrath of a dragon to confront it. This contest will engulf our land like a storm, bringing thunder, lightning, and maverick stars across the court. But beware the wasp sting in the tail as we find out who will bath in glory. The 2022 Super League season, Sky Sports and Sky Sports YouTube channel.
Alex Garvey, many congratulations. That was a little bit of a roller coaster of a game, wasn't it? How did you see it out there?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think it's going to be hard, our first game without Mary Ann. Definitely different challenges to what we've had before. I think we got a little bit of a telling off after the first quarter. But that second quarter, we pushed on and we showed Johnny what we can do.
After that 18-9 third quarter, what did Vic say to you to go and push on and win this?
Yeah, she just said, be relentless. Like, we know we can do it. We had patches where it was really good and it was just about being consistent and doing it for the full 15.
Yeah, and Proskovia Peace was kept very quiet in Bathview. Had the match maybe of her today. How much did you learn from that game to take into today's game?
Yeah, there was loads to learn from that game. I think it's just about coming off the body, not getting too tight.
Brilliant. Well, very, very well played today.
Thank you.
Well played, Alice. Vic, come and talk to us. We're just going to lower the mic slightly. Alice Harvey just said, you gave him a little bit of a telling off after the first quarter. I imagine there was a few stern words after the third as well.
Yeah. I think for us it was just about like stepping up and that early preparation on attack and actually being clinical in what we were doing. So yeah, we just spoke about the work rate in that third quarter and making sure that we had options available for each other in attack, but also defensively, like a full court effort to win some ball. And you know, in the fourth quarter they did that.
And how difficult was that adapting to not having Mary? You play a certain way when you do.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they adapted well. Like, you know, it was a close first quarter. Second quarter, we took it to them, you know, and we opened up the circle a lot more with lots of, like, you know, triangles around there to place the ball in. And again, in the fourth quarter. So I'm really proud of everybody that went on the court. You know, Emma coming onto the court as well and working in there with Ella. So that really good.
Mickey, we talked about responses, didn't we, after that Bath game. Did you get what you... So you're a pro, aren't you, Mickey? You've done this before.
It's a moneymaker.
Did you get the response you were looking for?
In parts, yes. In parts, no. I was happy with three quarters, but we can't put ourselves in that position in the second quarter. I think we have to assess the game a lot quicker. There was clearly a scoring end for both teams, and I think it took us far too long to figure out what end that was, and it wasn't our end in the last quarter.
It wasn't, but I guess the third quarter... You must be delighted with what you did.
Yes and no. It was an 18-9 win to us, which is great, but Loughborough won the second quarter 18-9, right. So we just cancelled each other out, and we went straight back to the first quarter score, which is what we said. Look, I was really proud of the girls for the fight back and to put themselves back into a position for that to go goal for goal. Then two decisions within quick succession didn't go our way, and then there's your game. But we shouldn't put ourselves in that position in the first place. You know, we did enough work in that first quarter to be able to push on and kill the game in that second, and we didn't do that. And Loughborough are a classy side with some really classy players in their lineup, and they absolutely fought back at us. So we've got to have a look at that. But look, hey, to be that close to a side that have only lost one game to a team that's unbeaten so far this season, we've got to take the positives. But it doesn't get any easier into tomorrow.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.